Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way, talking about the daf for Shabbos 29. Do you believe in yourself? That is the heading in the title we're talking about. The Gemara was talking about if a man was originally wicked or not, and it was talking about that such a man was, but one who's originally righteous doesn't turn bad. But we learned in a mission, the Gemara asked, do not believe in yourself that you are safe from the evil inclination until the day of your death. For Yochanan the Kohen Gadol officiated as Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and in the end he became a heretic. Abai said that Yochanan is in fact the same as Yanai, and Rava said Yochanan and Yanai are different. Yanai was originally wicked and Yochanan was originally righteous. Now, according to Abai's view, there's no difficulty, for Yanai was originally wicked when he became a heretic after serving as Kohen Gadol for 80 years. He was merely reverting back to his wicked past. But Rava shows there's a difficulty. Rava can answer, one who's originally righteous, it's also possible to become a heretic. And that's why they removed him. And the Shmuel Katan was different because he began to say the blame. But the main thing to think about is how a person can have so many years in a position. A person can be so involved and so entrenched in serving the needs of the community in the base of Mikdash no less, and then could become a heretic. Really, a person cannot trust themselves until the day they die. They say that every day the Satan gets up and tries to rise against you, fight you. Even if you think you've been good, you've stood up to the taivas and the temptations and the Yetzer Hara every day, and you've been good for a couple of days, you've been good for a couple of weeks, don't rest, because he's always there. He's girding himself up. You gird up your sword and your shield against him every day. You can't trust yourself to the end of the day, of the end of your life, after 120 years, God willing. And also they say that you should do tshuva every day, be involved in remorseful thoughts every day. And they say, why? Because shouldn't you just do tshuva before you die after 120 years? But then they explain that you never know when the time is going to be. Hopefully we get 120 years, and every day you should view and make yourself known that you have the repentance before you. And so to every day could be the last day. We shouldn't think such ways, but it could be true. But 120 years we're hopefully given every day. Should make the day count as much as possible. Even if you stumble and fall, get yourself up, dust yourself off, and stand up against the Yetzer Hara, and again, fortify yourself as much as you can if you have the tools with you. The Kovei Itim every day is a good thing. The emails we keep talking about that we read every day is the Nach email and the Halacha email. Doing a little daf every day, learning a little bit every day is a good way, a surefire defense against the Yetzer Hara. We got to fight him as much as we can every day. Join us next time as we talk the Audio DDD with Reb T.